Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe. My true name is so well known in the records at Newgate and in the Old Bailey, and there are some things of such consequence still depending there, relating to my particular conduct, that it is not to be expected I should set my name, or the account of my family, to this work. Perhaps after my death it may be better known. At present it would not be proper. No, not though a general pardon should be issued, even without exceptions and reserve of persons or crimes. It is enough to tell you that as some of my worst comrades, who were out of the way of doing me harm, having gone out of the world by the steps and the string, as I often expected to go, knew me by the name of Moll Flanders. So you may give me leave to speak of myself under that name, till I dare own who I have been, as well as who I am. I have been told that in one of our neighbour nations, whether it be in France or where else I know not, they have, on order from the king, that when any criminal is condemned either to die or to the galleys or to be transported, if they leave any children, so they are immediately taken into the care of the government. Had this been the custom in our country, I had not been left a poor desolate girl without friends, without clothes, without help or helper in the world, as was my fate. My mother was convicted of felony for a certain petty theft. Being found quick with child, she was respited for about 7 months, in which time, having brought me into the world, she obtained the favour of being transported, and left